Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to episode 32 of the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. Today we are talking about our pathway to creativity. Where do we go from here with the coronavirus worldwide pandemic? Stay tuned. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Hello and welcome to our talk today on leadership during the pandemic. We are sharing with about 2 months into the social distancing where we've been quarantined inside. A lot of us have found solitude in our homes and have had to be very creative rather than sitting on the couch watching Netflix. A lot of us have adjusted to working from home, having virtual meetings. I am in good company of finding a lot of Zoom meetings being draining because it's just a new level of interaction. And we've begun to explore just newness and how we can connect with each other and show empathy virtually. And we've looked at some of the research, and there's not a lot of research because in the past, it's been conducted on virtual gamers and how they connect. And so now, hopefully, we'll see some research that's more broad now that a lot of us are interacting mostly on Zoom. Some places at this time are beginning to open up again. I'm in Tennessee, and we're opening up. And today we heard Dr. Fauci in the United States. He was responding to Lamar Alexander and one of our senators in the federal spot, and it was regarding education and the school systems opening back up. I know the University of Tennessee is preparing to open back up. Dr. Fauci said we do not have any kind of cure for this. There isn't the annual shot like we have an annual flu shot. He cautioned against it. And so there's a lot of turmoil around this. And I so appreciate that we have leaders, and it's important for us to support our leaders. One way that I personally support is to pray for our leaders, because I would not want to be in such a high-profile public position during this time. And so that's helped me develop a lot of empathy with what's happening so much on social media and televised. And just to take the stance, regardless of what happens, according to my faith, I'm supposed to pray for my leaders, and that's what I'm doing. So I also appreciate Wharton Executive Education. They have offered weekly webinars from the professors and leadership at the Wharton School of Business. They recently developed a nanotool. And if you haven't looked at Wharton's nanotools, it's fantastic. They have them on all kinds of topics. So if you just Google Wharton nanotools, you will find a plethora. And these are tools that do not take long to implement, and we can have them every day. We can have them by our side, and they're very helpful. Well, the newest one that I have been experiencing is we are all leaders now. And I just love that because within our arena of influence in life, even right now, if it's just virtual, even if it's just on the phone, on Zoom, we do have a sphere of influence. We do have capabilities to have leadership. And there are three steps that are shared. The first one is think strategically. What can we do to prevent the spread of coronavirus in our neighborhood or place of work? So we are prompted to create a list, making sure that nothing on it can worsen the health or safety of those around us. So that is the strategic thought that is empowering our leadership decisions within our neighborhood and our place of work. Communicate persuasively. So are there new rules for collaboration with a team at work while we work remotely? Has our family created guidelines for sheltering at home? Make sure that everyone involved has the information that they need to comply, realizing that not everyone will hear our message the first time. So this is something that studying leadership, leaders are prompted to communicate, over-communicate, because as human beings, we need to hear things over and over, and especially in a time of crisis, because we're not processing as easily when we are in crisis. So just making sure that everyone has the information needed to comply. And then the third step, act decisively. Follow through with the actions that we can take to prevent the spread and to help those around us, whether at home, in the workplace, in the community. So there are some examples. One is in Johnson City, and Tennessee shut down these pizza stores because the pizza stores were jam-packed. The patrons were not social distancing, and so the owner said, "We're closing down." And he did the same for his workers. And he said, "If I'm uncomfortable in the space, how can I ask my employees to come in?" Less than a day later, a nearby restaurant shuttered itself for the same reason, with special thanks to the first mover. And the second owner said, "As hard as it is, it's beyond the right thing to do." And he credited the first owner as a kind of catalyst or for force multiplier to make his decision easier. So here we see how one pizza owner in Johnson City, Tennessee, said, "The people are not social distancing, and I'm not comfortable. How, if I'm not comfortable, do I expect my employees to be comfortable? And we're going to close." And so that influenced another nearby restaurant owner to make the same decision. That is leadership. We're positively influencing for the protection. Now, I know people have various opinions, and we're not here to debate, but we're here to talk about experientially as a society. We are experiencing a pandemic. When we go to the grocery store, there are people with the different thoughts and opinions taking different safeguards. And the reason that I have decided to wear a mask, regardless of my beliefs, is if it helps people feel safe and feel better being around me, then I will do it. And so I've also made some other personal decisions because of loved ones in my life that, you know, I heard, do it for me. If you want to spend time with me, Alexia, then you need to socially distance because you may be okay, but I may not be okay with this coronavirus. And we really can't predict nor take it for granted because it doesn't discriminate. So we are all leaders now. A lot of us have found that we are all of a sudden unemployed. Maybe we have sought work and we're now underemployed and we're completing a task for money. How long will that last? Are we going to go back to our jobs or are there going to be closures that are long term? In 08, there were some examples of people who lost their retirement, lost their home, lost their business, moved, and had to start over. I have had conversations with people. One lady, she was a coach. Her coaching began after the 08 crisis, and she shared that she lost everything, and she had worked in corporate America, and her new way of living was just so refreshing to her, and she was actually enjoying life. However, it was a huge loss, and she was sharing the 10 years of rebuilding. Here we are in another shutdown. However, things didn't shut down because there was an economic crisis. Things shut down because of a virus and a pandemic. Everything economically was going the way it was going. Some places well, some places not well. And right now it's just highlighted what was happening before. And so we don't know what's going to happen. And that's one of the fears that people have, is not knowing what's going to happen. Also, we've slowed down. We've gotten to a stagnated place where we may not be as productive as we were. If we lost a job that gave great meaning to us, then we have lost our sense of purpose. I was talking to a mid-manager in a company, and he told me, he said, my employees have asked me, keep us employed. And there's about 50% of the employees in this company who their salaries were reduced and they are not working. They're staying at home because the need is just not there for them to work. And so the employees that have continued working are saying, you know, that's part of who I am. I enjoy working. I don't want to sit at home. Keep me working. I don't just want to draw a check. And so there's that, how do we find meaning during this time if we are not working? So I want to introduce a pathway that we're going to begin taking, and we will be announcing, because this will be in collaboration with other platforms, and we will be working through this process together. I'm very excited. The Artist Way, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity by Julia Cameron. I just left a webinar hearing Julia Cameron talk about the morning pages. And so I'm going to introduce this concept, because a lot of us feel the anger and the fear and the resentment, and we feel blocked and we're waiting. We don't need to wait. There is creativity in all of us. And this is a pathway, and it's a great time to do this, to discover that creativity inside of us. And maybe it wasn't nurtured as we were growing up, and it was stifled on the inside of us. And we've always had a passion to do something. And we thought, well, I could do that on the side. I have my job, and then I can pursue this passion on the side. And then here we are in the pandemic, where we have time now, some of us, and yet we lack motivation because this has just been so devastating. We're actually all going through grief because of the change and loss that we've experienced. When we experience change and loss of something that is significant to us, it's natural to have a grief process. It's natural to have anger and depression and denial and to bargain about it. Why did this have to be this way? And to accept it and to continue that cycle with all of those emotions. And it affects us. And sometimes we lack the motivation. And so maybe we've been sitting there thinking, yeah, I thought I'd always have time to do this, but I'm lacking motivation. And then we have that inner critic talking to us. Well, this is a great tool and pathway. So I want to encourage everyone, you can find this on Amazon. It's not expensive. It's a 12-week course in the book that we will be taking. However, it's a lifetime everyday morning pages. And what are the morning pages? This is just a brief introduction. Okay, so the morning pages is, instead of meditating, because meditating is great, so I can go sit in my backyard and I can focus my thoughts. And so we do teach that when we focus our thoughts and think in certain ways and meditate, and for me, it can be spiritually, that I can really focus on my faith in God and on scripture, and it helps calm me. and it takes away that fear in the moment. And I'm leaving in a very good place. This is a little different. And one does not take away from the other experience, because definitely the stress management and relief and finding that focus is very important. The neuroscience does show that it rewires our brain functions better when we're able to do that. This is simply writing our thoughts first thing in the morning. And so we've gotten up, don't let it get in the way of our basic needs, and our coffee even can be a basic need, but it's the first thing that we sit there, 3 8x10 one-sided pages, handwritten. We're writing down our thoughts. It's not focused on a theme. So we may be thinking, oh, yesterday I was upset and I'm not really liking this person. Okay, so we're just writing that. And I experienced this, and this is what I thought. So one does not have anything to do with another. It can be very tangential. This is something that we do every morning. And there have been amazing results through personal testimony of people who felt really blocked. And they really didn't want to do this process. And when they did, in just 2 to 3 weeks, they found themselves feeling happier, because it helped them get in touch with what was truly going on in the inside. So it's not how we should feel, it's how we truly feel. It's not how we should think, it's how we truly think. And there's going to be that inner critic that talks to us. And I think this is fantastic, because it helps us identify that's just the inner critic. Okay, I listen to you, inner critic. You have a place, but I'm not going to give you control, because when I hear that inner voice and I'm getting in touch with my intuition and getting comfortable with myself and who I truly am and being authentic, I might hear my voice say, write. I didn't think I could write. Draw. I didn't think I could draw. Sing. Well, maybe I can't carry a tune. Maybe there's something to it. Whatever that inner voice is, what was it as a child that we found a passion in doing, and maybe we let it be stifled? We were discouraged from it. Maybe that voice said, who do you think you are? You can't do that. That's the very thing, and this is the perfect time to begin exploring it. It's really helpful to identify a safe person in our life who will not align with that inner critic of ours, because there are plenty of people who will say, who do you think you are to be thinking that? They're just not ready for this process. And so the author, Julia Cameron, she calls this a believing mirror. And this is a safe person that we can just vent the frustrations to. Now, we're not sharing the morning pages that we're writing 3 pages every morning. We share that with no one. But the believing mirror, she relates this to when we're procrastinating, that we just vent and tell that person our fears and resentments and our anger. And this experience brings a catharsis to propel forward without reservations. And so that's really powerful, is who is that person? And it would be great to find a person who's also going through the artist way and understands the process and is experiencing what we're experiencing. And then there's a part in the book that's so interesting. It's the artist date. And this is when we go on a weekly solo expedition to do something that enchants us. And it's meant to be festive and enjoyable, to sense the kindness of the universe. Boy, do we need to feel the benevolence that's around us, because it doesn't feel very safe at times. And so let's come to awareness that the true risk is not taking the risk. So it's, you know, that's what is risky, is actually not doing it and then having that regret at the end of our life. So the artist date, if we're not quarantined, it could be visiting a bookstore, a favorite pet store, going to a park, observing nature. Okay, so now that we are quarantined, it could be expanding ourselves by listening to a genre of music that we haven't listened to before or that we had certain judgments about and just opening ourselves to it. A podcast that maybe we thought, that's a flaky podcast. Well, maybe give it a listen and learn something new. It's something we wouldn't normally do and we're just experiencing and expanding. Make something that we haven't baked before. Begin drawing something. We are all creative and have somehow found ourselves blocked, fearful, and intimidated. This is our pathway to awaken our creativity. So these are two tools that I have shared today is the Wharton Nano Tools, specifically the one we are all leaders now. We all have responsibility. We are all part of one race, the human race, and we are facing a pandemic. And so we are all leaders in that process. Also, there's creativity in all of us, and we have not tapped our potential. Trust the process. There's a cloud of thoughts that arise through our consciousness relative to anything and everything. And let it come out. Let it be. Don't judge it. Expand our space within the universe to be who and what we were created to be in our fullness. So we will be announcing more once we have things set up because this is a collaboration. And this will be something that we're doing virtually, worldwide. Everyone's welcome to join. This is free of charge. It will be a weekly one-hour meeting. The homework is what we've talked about is 3 pages, 8x10 handwritten pages every morning, not to be shared with anyone. An artist date once a week, doing something that we normally wouldn't do, that we enjoy, that is interesting to try. And slowly, it doesn't have to happen right away, but identifying that person that can mirror and listen to us and help us with those blockages of procrastination. Because more than any other time in history, we need one another. And so think about how you can start this process. Look into purchasing the workbook. Join us so collectively we can support one another through this amazing process. You will hear more soon. Thank you. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A at TheResilientPathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.